What would they call that?
Serenadium, I guess, would be what they might be what they called it.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Johnson, an elderly lady, she's been dead for years. She lived here somewhere in 90. And she talked about when one of my mother's brothers met, and how they would ride around the house, you know, and come back around, and I don't know what they call them. Then they'd have what they call an infare dinner. It would be, a lot of the time it would be a supper, I think. What we'd call a wedding supper. They'd have that.
Mm-hmm.
Had all sorts of goodies. My mother and daddy married at my mother's home, and they had a big wedding supper. And there was an old, Amy Cupp, a colored woman. And of course, that was after the war. She wasn't, her husband had been a slave, and I don't know whether she was or not. So she was famous for baking pound cakes. And she baked the pound cake. And a pound cake, now they have different recipes for them. But then, that one I don't know just exactly whether it was a pound of sugar, a pound of flour, and must have been a pound of butter. And I guess I heard Mother say what that pound cake recipe was. Of course, they come out now, different. I have clips of different recipes. They have a pound cake formula, cake mix now, just like we have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other cake. And then they had chess pies. That was favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And she made them, this old colored woman did. And then they had Jeff Davis pie.
I never heard of that.
Well, they, you know, he was
the
governor, the president of the South, the governor. Well, there's a story told, it may be just a legend. Was told about an old colored lady. Now, Negroes, you know, they were simply must have been magical cooks almost, a lot of them, back in those days. Well, she baked an extra good pie one time and carried it to some kind of celebration they were having. And the people, they ate it, you know, and the young folks were, Amy, what kind of pie is this? She says, oh, it's a Jeff Davis pie. And they said that she had used them in a different thing, you know, sugar and butter, and I don't know what else. I think I believe I have clipped somewhere of what they call the Jeff Davis pie. Now that was that may be a legend, but that's the way they said, you know, that pie got its name, Jeff Davis pie.
Well, that's interesting. After the wedding, and after people have been married, the woman might become pregnant, and I'm wondering what was the polite word when you were a girl?
They say she is expecting.
She's expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And who would help to deliver the baby if the doctor wasn't there? They call.
Well, there were women, you know, that could do that work.
Yes.
They called the midwives.
Midwives.
Did you ever hear
them call granny women?
Yes, I think I have.
And
my uncle's wife, he was a doctor, but after he passed away, well, she has helped to deliver babies, and that's what they called it, I think.
A granny?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
And suppose the child is born, and if the father has, twinkling eyes, and the baby has twinkling eyes, you say, well, that boy is what, his father?
Let's see, I know what that is, some of those expressions. I put them into words. I had them in the Jackson song, right? Chip off the old block or something like
uh-huh.
this. Or if you favor, its grandparents, you know, still.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a chip off the old block.
Those are interesting expressions.
Yeah.